You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 1, where we left off last time. Revelation, chapter 8, verse 1. Before we begin, I want to invite every Christian in America under the sound of my voice to join me each Wednesday night at 6 p.m. for fervent intercessory prayer for our wonderful President Donald Trump and for the United States of America. By the power of the Holy Spirit, by the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, let us take back our country for Jesus and the Bible. We are not wrestling with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities and rulers of darkness. So let's take it back Wednesday, 6 p.m. I do teach the word before that. Now, I'm not in Cocoa any longer. I am in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside the produce place. My new address is 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, 32940, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Some of you might like to also come each Sunday at 5 p.m. for this live radio broadcast. I only ask then that you come on time, turn off your cell phones, and don't move around, but enjoy. And now, Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. We learned in Revelation 6 that, of course, Jesus wrote this entire book, dictating it to John, that he gave us seven seals of the end here. Seals are signs. They're actually teaching, and I taught them. Then last week, we studied Revelation 7, which told us that before the Antichrist comes and then Jesus comes, there are four angels, holy angels, holding back the four winds on the face of the earth. The four winds, we learned, are destructive forces, and we're going to hear about them in this teaching today, and they will be in symbology, the locust army, the enemies of God. And the reason he's holding them back before the Antichrist comes and then Jesus is because while there are only 7,000 elect teaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on planet Earth right now, there are 144,000 of the whole of God yet to be sealed, so God loves them. And now we come to chapter 8, and this would be the seven trumpets or trumps. Now, I want you to understand, the seven seals were signs. That was teaching. I taught them to you, and they're supposed to be in your brain so you'll know what's going down. Now we're going to come to the trumpets. The trumps are the actual manifestation of the signs. In other words, that commands the signs to come into manifestation. Lights, camera, action. Now I'm going to tell you a little secret. A lot of these trumpets have already sounded, and we are in the fifth trump now. I am blowing it right now. It's not through blowing. We're in the fifth, and it is a time of learning. So let's hear these seven trumpets so you will not be deceived.
Verse 1. I went and opened the seventh seal. There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
Now we're going back to the seals. We're not blowing the trumpets yet. The seal is a teaching. So the Lamb crucified, Jesus, is about to open the seventh seal to teach you. So he starts to open it. And the seventh seal tells us that after all of the other things happen, after the Antichrist, then Jesus is coming. It doesn't mean he's coming, he's just teaching you that. But we look at heaven and something's going on there. There's silence in heaven. A half an hour. What does that mean? Okay, just before Jesus comes, the Antichrist is coming. He is the instead of Christ. He's the fake Christ. He is the devil with his Jesus costume on. And his time on earth as pretending to be God, taking Jesus' place, pretending, is called in the Bible the hour of temptation. It's not a literal hour, but it's that time. Now, in the book of Daniel, we learn that his hour was 7 years, but the 7 years were divided into half, 3.5 and 3.5, times, times, and halftime. But we learned in Mark 13 that Jesus says he's going to shorten it now for the elect's sake, lest there be no faith on earth. We're going to learn in Revelation 9, we'll try to get there today, if not next time, that the time has been shortened to 5 months. But half and half is 2.5 years and 2.5 years. So why is the silence in heaven half an hour? Because right now the devil is in heaven, held in custody by Michael the archangel, but he is the accuser of the brethren, and he's forever going before the throne and saying, hey, did you see what Susie did? Did you see what Tommy did not do? Did you see what she said, what he said? He's accusing us, squawking and gawking. So the first of that half hour, the fallen angels will be here, but he won't actually make his appearance to make known until that last half hour. So when he's kicked out, there'll be silence in heaven. Amen. Okay, amen. So now let's continue.
Verse 2, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Okay. Now, another reason there's silence in heaven, I'm a musician. When I'm about to play an instrument, I don't want cornets and harps and saxophones playing another song. You know, it messes it up. So there's silence there because there's music and singing in heaven. All that stops because the seven trumpets are about to blow, and they've got to concentrate on their lips, and they've got to concentrate on their notes.
Verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints.
Now, we're not sounding the trumpets yet. This is preparation for them. The incense has a sweet-smelling savor. God says that the prayers of saints are like a sweet-smelling savor in his nostril. Now, these are our prayers. We pray fervently here on Wednesday night, intercessory prayer. I pray intercessory prayer 3 or 4 hours every morning, and you pray all your prayers. But these are also the prayers all the way back to when Jesus ascended back to heaven. All of these prayers, this is a preparation. What are we praying? We're praying, come, Lord Jesus, stop this evil.
Amen. Upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Verse 4, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God.
Now, why are those prayers smoky? Because the Bible says the effectual, fervent, white hot fire prayers of the righteous man availeth much. We don't know how to pray for as we ought. Romans 8:26, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for you with groanings which cannot be uttered. Only when you pray in the Holy Spirit is it get off the ground. I know you mean well, you say the good words. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit pray through you. Those are the prayers, and they're smoky and they're hot.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Out of the angel's hand.
So this precious angel takes our prayers and has been taking the prayers ever since Jesus ascended, when we're crying out, in the evil, come Lord Jesus, our fervent prayers that we pray in the Holy Spirit, and the angel hands them to God. We learned it in an earlier chapter in Revelation that God keeps our prayers in a bottle. Hallelujah.
Verse 5, and the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth.
Hebrews 12:29 says, our God is a consuming fire. So what the angel does, he takes our prayers that are fervent and sincere, and he mixes them with God. He's a consuming fire. And then God says, okay, at the appointed time, the prayers are answered. So now, since we're coming to the end, and some of these trumpets have sounded, he casts them out. You've been asking me to come, so the prayers are coming down, and they are being answered.
And there were voices. voices and thunderings and lightning.
All right, the voices are all of our prayers. In other words, we go to the throne of God and we make our petitions known. Our prayers, your prayers that you pray today, our prayers we'll pray after this program Wednesday night, and all the prayers of all the saints since Jesus ascended, that's the voices. What are the thunders and lightnings? These are prophecies that are about to happen. I will teach you those because they're going to come up in Revelation, thunders and lightnings.
An earthquake.
Now, we know that Jesus said in Mark 13, there should be earthquakes in divers places. That's natural. But an earthquake is a shaking. In other words, Hebrews 12:29 says here at the end that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Since the devil is held right now in heaven by Michael, Revelation 12 says that Michael is going to shake him out of heaven. He's coming first pretending to be Jesus. Aren't you looking for Jesus in the sky?
Yes.
This is the imposter, the Antichrist. It's going to shake him out of heaven. But he's also going to shake out the fallen angels. And we're going to get to those a little bit today and a lot next time. There's a great shaking going on.
Yeah.
Verse 6, and the seven angels, which had the seven trumps, prepared themselves to sound.
Okay, we got it ready. We're ready to blow the trumpet in Zion.
7, the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood.
This first trumpet has already sounded. Now, I know some of you say, oh, hail, that must be the battle of Hamagog, Ezekiel 38:39, when Edom is coming against Jacob, Russia against America, and God's going to come and the heavenly army is going to put hailstones down. That is going to happen, but that's not what this means. If you've ever been in hail, I have, it pounds and pounds and pounds. Okay, a pounding. What is the fire? God is a consuming fire. God is the Word. His Word is truth. But this is not that fire. This is strange fire. Remember Eli the prophet had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and they offered strange fire? That means lies, not the truth. So this is propaganda of lies, pounding, pounding, pounding. What does it mean? Mingle with the sea. In Revelation 17, that the sea are the people, they are the waters. So the lies are being pounded out to the people on earth. You can hear them from the government, you can hear them from the schools, you can hear them from some of the pulpits. The lies are being pounded out. Just listen to the news, propaganda. That trumpet has already sounded.
And they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up.
Okay, those lies are on the earth right now. Now, God calls you trees. You who have saved, your trees of righteousness. So he's saying, what is the third part? We know that in 2 Peter 3:6, God tells us there was a world that then was. World in Greek is eon, age. In the first earth age, we were all with God in our spiritual bodies, no reincarnation. Ecclesiastes 12 that says, when you die, your spirit returns to God who gave it. If you return, you were there before. And that was when Lucifer, the covering cherub, that old devil, dragon, serpent, betrayed God. And Revelation 12 says he drew one third of God's children. They betrayed him. Well, that's high treason. God gave everybody a second chance and brought us one time in the flesh. That third he just spoke of, they are here now. The first shall be last. The first ones that betrayed him are here now. But also that first that stood up for God are here now. That's the elect. Amen. But this third are those who betrayed him, and they are going to be burned with passion. See, God sent that third. They're here right now. See all that evil going on? That's that third right now. And they love their daddy, and they're going to be burned with passion. But if you worship the devil, no matter who you are, you walk into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels at the end of the millennium. That trumpet has sounded.
Verse 8, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea.
Okay, now the mountain in the Bible is a figure of speech. It means government and mingled with fire. It is the one world order. Hear of that? In other words, right now, all of Satan's camp, the government and all of the people on earth who are the devil's children, the fallen angels coming in. They are preparing the one world government for the Antichrist to come and be the God of the earth. And that fire also is a strange fire. And again, this word sea, Revelation 17 says the waters are the people. So that one world government and mixed with a lie is now mingled upon the sea of people on planet earth. Now, so many are going to be deceived. And so we see, thank goodness, that our brother Ephraim, who is Great Britain, will not go for that one world order, because remember, they broke off from that. Amen. And thank goodness Manasseh, who came across the pond and founded these United States of America, our great president Donald Trump says, I don't want any part of that either. But most of the people will mingle with that one world order. That's why you hear AOC and Omar and all of these socialists talk about climate change. They don't know what they're talking about. They are mingled with the one world order. Yep. That trumpet has already sounded, still sounding.
And a third part of the sea became blood.
Okay, this, that third part, they betrayed the Lord in Revelation 12. They are down here in a body mingled with blood, and they are going to be a part of that one world order unless they repent.
Verse 9, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died.
Okay, that third, if they don't change their way, if they go along with this, they are spiritually dead.
And a third part of the ships were destroyed.
Now, this does not mean literal ships. Ships imply commerce. One thing about the devil's children, they always worship money. Now, it's not wrong to be rich. Some of us are rich. Rich is good when you get it right. We can use it for God's glory. I use every cent I have to get God's word out. I don't buy myself anything. Everything's God. That's good. But you can watch the monies to God. What it means destroyed, when they worship the God of the one world order, their money won't save them. Their God money won't help. But you can watch it. Trade, commerce. Have you ever noticed how people go to Washington and they're middle class and they come out billionaires?
Yeah. And a third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven.
Okay, the third trumpet. Now you say, boy, I bet that one hasn't happened. Remember that these trumpets are events, and all of these so far have happened, but what they are lies, you understand? Now, who is the star? Now, we know that Jesus is our day star. You say, is that Jesus coming back? No. This star is Lucifer. Lucifer's name means the morning star. In Isaiah 14, he said, I will be God. And he's going to be shaken out of heaven, remember, that hour, and he's coming. So this is the teaching that he's coming. This trumpet sounded in the year 1830 when a demented woman, Margaret MacDonald, said she believed that Jesus was coming in the sky to fly us away. The lie, fly proverb. Ezekiel 13 says, I'm against those who teach my people to fly to save their soul. So that trumpet has been sounding since 1830, and the whole world, except for the elect, two-type churches, Smyrna-type Philadelphia. No, it's not true. That trumpet has sounded. That teaching has already been and is going on right now.
Burning, as it were, a lamp.
Oh, my goodness, this star's going to burn like a lamp. Well, we know that Jesus is the light of the world, and he's the light. This one's going to burn like a lamp. Okay, Jesus said in Luke 10, verse 18, behold, he's speaking prophecy. I saw Satan fall from heaven as lightning. Lightning is like a lamp. So this is the trumpet that has told you, starting in 1830, that Jesus is coming before the Antichrist, but indeed it's the morning star Lucifer, but he's coming back as the light of the world. He's going to call him Theosata, God's Savior. Understand?
Yes.
Imitator.
And he fell upon the third part of the rivers.
Okay, the rivers are the people.
And upon the fountains of waters.
Okay, that same third, they're looking for him. They're going to believe he's Jesus. But it's not only that third that betrayed him. There was a third there in the first church. They said, just watch the show. They just go to church and they just watch the show. They don't ever win souls. They don't ever have the Holy Spirit. You'd never call them to pray for you if you were dying. And so, look out, they could be deceived too. But did you know Matthew 25 says that half of the body of Christ is going to worship that star, thinking he's Jesus? Why? because you don't have the Word of God, the order of the trumps. You're hearing them now.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 11. And the name of the star is called Wormwood.
Okay. Wormwood means bitter. In the dictionary, bitter means a pungent odor. It doesn't smell good. Now, you know, Jesus is sweet. He's like, and he just smells sweet, sweet Jesus. And so bitter just is the opposite. The lies are bitter. The truth is sweet. The message and all of his demons don't smell good. Now, you know, Jesus told us to cast out demons. I do this on a regular basis. I don't do it myself. To God be the glory. We do it in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. But I have noticed that when demons are cast out of people, they smell badly. Scott, you and I have had this experience together. They smell badly. I mean, like bathroom bad, sulfur. It's really bad. So this wormwood, which means bitter, is not the sweet word. Jesus' word is sweet. Jesus' word is like honey in your mouth. John the Revelator said, Ezekiel said, but this is a bitter word. It's the lie, and it's bitter.
Yes.
And all of the people eating this lie are going to be poisoned by this bitter.
And a third part of the waters became wormwood.
Okay. You know, Jesus says that we may become one as he is one, his prayer in John 17. Okay. So the people worshiping wormwood, the Antichrist, that morning star coming first, they're going to become one with him. They become Mrs. Bitter, like we become Mrs. Hephzibah, our land called Beulah. They marry him and they become one, Mrs. Bitter. Men and women deceived. Understand?
Yes.
And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
Spiritually dead, to worship the devil is going to cause you to lose your eternal soul.
Verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded.
Fourth trumpet.
And a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon.
All right. The book of Joel, chapter 2. And Mark 13, and when I was teaching the seals, this is a metaphor. In Bible prophecy, the sun means Jesus. He's the light. He's the word. The moon is prophecy of the devil. He's a darkness. What it means here, that at the end, you can hardly find the light. We just taught the seven churches, only two types please him on all around planet Earth, the Smyrna type and the Philadelphia type. The darkness, the truth is hid. You can hardly find the truth. Oh, you can find one verse and 3 points in a book about the book, and you can find the fairy tale of the life lie. But where do you get book, chapter, verse, and line? Every verse of God, very, very hard. The moon, and the moon is the devil. He's a prince of the air. He's surely not going to give you any light.
And a third part of the stars.
All right, stars. We learned that stars are, God calls his children stars. They're the angels, they are stars, and they are people on earth. In other words, you can hardly find anyone in the pulpit that teaches you the mystery of God, the order of the seven trumps, the first heaven and third, and first three heaven and earth ages, the seduction in the garden, the fallen angels, the order of the trumps. In other words, there's not much light. There is some. You're hearing it now. Praise God.
Amen.
So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise.
Okay, that same third won't know the truth. They'll worship the devil. Many of the body of Christ, Matthew 25, half a wise, half a foolish, the half of the body of Christ has no oil, has no light, has no truth. Oh, you've got one verse and 3 points. You got a man's sermon. You got a book about the book. You got a tradition of men which makes void the word of God. The mystery of God is hardly known. They die spiritually.
Verse 13. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven.
In the more ancient manuscripts, this word angel is eagle. If you've ever heard an eagle screech, it gets your attention. It says, pay attention. Everybody listen. What's about to happen? So this says, everybody, the fourth trumpets have already sounded. Some are still sounding. But the last three to sound, you better get this so you'll have eternal life.
Saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets.
Okay. There are three woes coming. Not to you who are not deceived. Not one hair of your head shall be harmed. So let's pay attention. Let's learn the fifth trump, the sixth trump, and the seventh trump. The fifth trumpet has already begun to sound. It is a time of learning, but it's still blowing. The trumpet is still blowing in Zion. It's a trumpet of truth.
Amen.
Of the three angels which are yet to sound. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Verse 2.
Okay, now, the fifth trumpet tells you, look out. The next trumpet you're going to hear is going to be Lucifer, that wormwood, that morning star, being shaken out of heaven, calling himself God Savior, Theosarte. He comes before Jesus. He's the king of the bottomless pit. He's that star. Why is it bottomless? Because there is no bottom to Satan's wiles to deceive you, to beguile you, to trick you. He wants you to worship him.
And you opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit.
Okay, now, the smoke is coming out, and what this is, this means sound, okay? The devil has his own camp. He's got human beings here who are preaching lies in the government, in the pulpit, in the schools, and in the economy, and he's got fallen angels. Some of them are here, and some are yet to come, but what they're telling you is a smoke screen. You understand? It's not a lie. It's fervent. It's white hot, but it's a strange fire. It's white hot. It's a lie. Smoke screen, not the truth.
As of the smoke of a great furnace.
The fire of the devil, the strange fire, the lies. This is going on right now. There's a smoke screen everywhere you go.
And the sun and air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit.
You could hardly find the truth because every time you turn on the television or most churches you go to except the Smyrna Top in Philadelphia, you hear the lies. And the air is smelling of bitterness, it's smelling of the demons. Oh my goodness.
Verse 3, and there came out of the smoke locusts.
Okay, locusts. Now, I will tell you these are not real locusts. This is a metaphor. Jesus speaks in parables. When he talks about trees or animals or locusts, which are insects, the first thing to do to know what he means is we study that tree or animal or insect. So let me talk to you about the locust. The insect has four stages. There's the palmer worm, there's the locust, there's a cankerworm, and there's the caterpillar. In Joel 1, it calls them the gnawer, the swarmer, the devourer, and the consumer, okay? Now, each one of these stages is hidden. It doesn't look like it's the same one. There's a lot of underground work going on. There's a season for the locust insect. It is 5 months. It's from May to September. May, April 15th, basically, is from Passover to the Feast of Tabernacles. Passover is when we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Passover lamb, the Lord Jesus Yeshua. September 29th, we learned in Luke, when I taught you that at Christmas, that that is really Jesus' birthday, and that's the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles when Jesus comes to dwell with us, May to September, from Passover until really September 29th, October 1st. The time of the locust is 5 months. Now, what does this mean spiritually? These are called the four hidden dynasties of Satan. Now, in Revelation 7, the angels are holding back the four winds. These are four destructive forces. These are the enemies of God, four hidden dynasties. They are the educational system, the economical system, the political system, and the religious system. And they are all over the place. They're right there right now, the enemies of God. Now, what you want to know is there are two groups of this locust army. There's one group, they're alive on planet Earth. They are men and women in education, in the government, in the economy, and in the church who are working for Satan to deceive you. But there's another group. They are the fallen angels called Nephilim of Genesis 6 in the book of Jude. I just talked about you. Remember, they've refused to be born from above. They came through and seduced the beautiful daughters of Ethadam, and they are now held in chains. But they are going to be shaken out of heaven too, so they are coming. Now, we're going to talk about them. We won't get to them too much tonight. We're going to talk about the human aspect. So let's take the four hidden dynasties called the Locust Army. Let's take the education. We know that when Manasseh broke off from Ephraim and came across the pond and founded these United States, the larger bulk of the 10 tribes, they set up a cross and devoted a dedicated America to the glory of God and the glory of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The first schools were held in church. The purpose of going to school was to teach our children to read the Bible so they could do the Bible. Understand?
Yes.
But remember, the Locust Army and in the government, in the educational system, they have gnawed, they have swarmed, they have devoured, they have consumed. What the gnawer hath left, the swarmer hath eaten. What the swarmer hath left, the devourer hath eaten. What the devourer hath left, the confusion hath eaten. The people have eaten. So therefore, what they've done over a period of time, they began to gnaw away and devour. They devoured prayer out of school. They devoured the Bible out of school. Consumers, the fourth one. They consume the history of America. Our children don't even know. They tell you that Muslims had something to do. No, they didn't. We're Christian nation. They don't know the history of America. I tell you that. But you children don't. There's not a child going to school today unless you go to maybe a Christian school that you would get it. And then they have consumed the truth that God made you male and female. That gender mess that AOC talks about, okay? See, all of that is consumed. So this is alive and at work. But now, we also have the other group of the Locust Army, the humans, they're doing in the government now. By the way, the four powerful people who tried to oust our God-given President Trump recently. Look at that. There were four of them. I call them out when I pray. We call them out on Wednesday night. Four hidden dynasties, not so hidden anymore, consuming the freedom of America. Socialism, communism, calling evil good and good evil, all of that. Now, let's talk about the fallen angels. Now, we're in the fifth Trump. And so we're saying that the Antichrist is about to come, the devil with his Jesus costume on, calling himself God, and everybody's deceived, but the fallen angels are coming with him. They are lookers. They're going to come into the churches. They will try to come in here. I will know them, but you will probably not know them, but we will recognize them. They're going to preach great swelling words, being so beautiful and gloriously anointed, but a wrong kind of anointing.
Unto the earth. And to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power.
Okay, now this is talking about the second group, the fallen angels. These are not human beings, but they have the face of a man. Angels are simply young men, but they are coming, and they're coming with him. They are now held in a place called Tartarus. Jude tells us that in chains. But they're going to be shaken out that first half hour. And they, some of them are already now, before the Antichrist makes his appearance, they're preparing the way of their God. See, Satan is an imitator. Remember that John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus?
Yes.
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So the fallen angels, as well as these four hidden dynasties, are preparing the way for the devil. So the fallen angels are now doing this. What do they do? All right, in the human and in the angelic being, they put the fear of God in you. What does a scorpion do? A scorpion has no stomach. He frightens and paralyzes his victim with his tail, T-A-I-L. But the T-A-L-E of the strange fire coming at you from the government and all of this world and the angels, it's a lie, but it scares you to death. Aren't you scared you're going to be called a racist, a bigamist, a misogynist, or whatever? Okay, that fear. But the scorpion has no stomach. And he has two pinches on his mouth. Out of your mouth comes words. The great swelling words and lies of the government and of the propaganda and of the fallen angels. And he captures the victim and pulls him to him. And the scorpion regurgitates his digestive juices on the victim. The victim's backbone becomes mush. So the fallen angels and that other group of humans right now are trying to put a great fear into you, so you'll be afraid to take a stand. You're afraid to say you love Jesus. You're afraid to say that the Antichrist is not Jesus. Politically, you don't want to be politically incorrect. Do you know in the pulpit now, I am not tax exempt because I don't charge money. I do this deliberately because a tax exempt preaches, if you tell people homosexuality, one of the people running for president is that. If you tell that, they put you in jail. So you see, all of the locust army are putting fear. There's a fear all over this land. Mm-hmm. I wish I had time to go further with the fallen angels. We're going to pick it up really good. We're going to even tell you how they get here. Some of them are here now. Yep. I want to tell you, there are no unidentified flying objects. They're just unidentified because you don't know the Bible. I mean, God has foretold Amen. Us all things. Amen. And I hate to break that. We're going to pick it up next time with that. Praise God. I hope Amen. You were blessed. Amen. At this time, I usually do mystery moment, questions and answers to help you understand the mystery of God. But I've got something special I want to do. But before I do, I want to introduce you to the owner of the produce place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very good, Miss Sherry. What an awesome teaching tonight, yeah?
Thank you. You know, Scott, David left his stuff in the cart, and Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you so much, Scott Merson. Do you know modern science has discovered there are only 39 foundational diseases, and Jesus took 39 stripes on his back? That is a prelude. At this point, I'm going to pray for a great American, an American who loves God and who loves Jesus. He has been diagnosed, attacked by the devil with fourth-degree lung cancer. He is such a blessing. I listen to him. He's such an inspiration. I am going to now pray for Rush Limbaugh, and we're going to pray. I want all of you, when I finish, to agree with me, because Jesus says, if two or more agree as asking anything on earth, it shall be done.
Yes.
So, Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, I come before you, lifting up to you your son, Rush Limbaugh. I ask, O Son of Righteousness, you will arise with healing in your wings. Waves, laser beams of light going into Rush's left lung. Cancer be gone. Tissue be repaired. Laser beams of Jesus Christ healing virtue go into Rush Limbaugh's right lung. Cancer be gone. Tissue repaired. He said his word, Rush, and healed you. You shall not die but live and declare the works of God. He restores health and cure to you. He heals you of your wounds. He restores health. He brings that health and cure. He said his word and healed you. Take up your bed, Rush Limbaugh. Live. Your light of will be greater than the former.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. With Jesus' stripes, Rush Limbaugh is healed.
Amen.
We praise you, God. We thank you. And everybody out there in cyberspace and in here, let's say, I agree in Jesus' name. Glory to God in the highest. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. God is good. By the way, I had cancer 2 times, and I was healed both times by word and prayer, never by a doctor. I'm telling you the truth. If you can't walk on water, take a boat. But it's hard to keep your faith if you're going to listen to the doctor's report. Isaiah says, whose report will you believe? No matter what the fact, believe the word of God. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want to pray for anyone who is not saved. If you're not saved, pray this prayer with me and mean it, and God will save you and give you eternal life.
Yes.
Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To enlarge the church of Jesus Christ.
To enlarge the church of Jesus Christ.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Here am I, Lord. Send me.
Hear my Lord, send me.
Thank you, I am a Christian.
Thank you, I am a Christian.
Praise the Lord, to God be the glory. For those of you who prayed that and meant it, my announcer in a few minutes is going to give you my telephone number. I welcome you to call and leave that message on my answer machine. And so today, instead of praying for you, I just pray that anyone who is sick out there, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, respiratory problems, lungs and bronchial tubes and stomachs, and anything that's in your body shouldn't be gone. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
Yes.
I call you healed in the name and the power of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Now, you know, nothing is given to us to keep. So go and tell. These beautiful truths you learn here every Sunday and Wednesday, they are treasure troves. Go and share them with someone else. God will give you more. I love you, and the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your host, Sherry Medlock. I love you, and I thank you for joining me. I thank you so much for loving the Lord I love. Jesus is my Valentine. He'll be your Valentine too. And I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the
Trumpet
of Truth.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you.
Calling
do
all
life right.
Christians who love America, Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth invites you to join her every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. to pray fervently for President Donald Trump and for America. Let us take back our country for Jesus and the Bible. Sherry is in Sun Tree next to the Produce Place at 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and may God save America. Once again, that's Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock, and the place, 2565 Sellers Lane in Melbourne. And join us right here on 91.5 FM WMIE every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for a Trumpet of Truth.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh. that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee.
May build, the sky might turn to gray, the storms will come, yes they will, and quench the light of day. But there's a song that sings in the day of power. The Son of Light has come, this is our finest hour. The sun is rising in our hearts,
the night has gone away.
Arise and shine, the light has come,
the rays of heaven's face.
The sun was a time we would run away into the night, could not find our way, we were lost. But there's a song that sings in the day of power. The Son of Light has come, this is our finest hour. Well, the sun is rising in our hearts,
the night has gone away.
Arise and shine, the light has come,
the rays of heaven's face.
The sun shining on our lives,
the truth, the light
Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
I once was lost, I walked away. The road was dark, I could not see. My hope was gone, the pain was real. But your mercy, you saw my steps, you felt my fears, you heard my cries, you caught my tears. Arms open wide, you ran to me. With your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, I stand before my King and bow my heart to sing. You saved me, you raised me, you died so I could live. No greater love than this, your mercy. You give me life beyond the grave. My deepest shame is cast away. You sing a song that covers me. It's your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. I stand my King and bow my heart to sing. You saved me, you raised me, you died so I could live. No greater love than this, your mercy, your mercy. Your loving kindness leads me to repentance. Your loving kindness leads me to repentance. Lord, let your kindness lead us to repentance. Lord, let your kindness lead us to repentance. Your mercy, your mercy, I stand.
wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. Savior is Jesus my Lord, he taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. Brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. In the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand.